Week 1, Monday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hear the herald voice resounding, Christ is near, it seems to say. Cast away the dreams of darkness, welcome Christ, the light of day. Wakened by this solemn warning, let the earthbound soul arise. Christ, her Son, all sloth dispelling, shines upon the morning skies. So when next he comes with glory, shrouding all the earth in fear, may he then, as our defender, on the clouds of heaven appear. It is you whom I invoke, O Lord. In the morning you hear me. Psalm 5. To my words give ear, O Lord, give heed to my groaning. Attend to the sound of my cries, my King and my God. It is you whom I invoke, O Lord. In the morning you hear me. In the morning I offer you my prayer, watching and waiting. You are no God who loves evil. No sinner is your guest. The boastful shall not stand their ground before your face. You hate all who do evil. You destroy all who lie. The deceitful and bloodthirsty man the Lord detests. But I, through the greatness of your love, have access to your house. I bow down before your holy temple, filled with awe. Lead me, Lord, in your justice, because of those who lie in wait. Make clear your way before me. No truth can be found in their mouths. Their heart is all mischief. Their throat a wide-open grave, all honey their speech. All those you protect shall be glad and ring out their joy. You shelter them, in you they rejoice, those who love your name. It is you who bless the just man, Lord. You surround him with favour as with a shield. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. It is you whom I invoke, O Lord. In the morning you hear me. Lord our God, we praise the splendour of your name. A Canticle from 1 Chronicles 29. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, for ever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honour come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. And now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord our God, we praise the splendour of your name. Adore the Lord in his holy court. Psalm 28. O give the Lord, you sons of God, give the Lord glory and power, give the Lord the glory of his name, adore the Lord in his holy court. The Lord's voice resounding on the waters, the Lord on the immensity of the waters, the voice of the Lord full of power, the voice of the Lord full of splendour. The Lord's voice shattering the cedars, the Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, and Syrian like a young wild ox. The Lord's voice flashes flames of fire, the Lord's voice shaking the wilderness, the Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh, the Lord's voice rending the oak tree and stripping the forest bare. The God of glory thunders, in his temple they all cry, Glory! The Lord sat enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits as king for ever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Adore the Lord in his holy court. A reading from Isaiah chapter 2. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Responsory: The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem, like the sun he will rise over you. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem, like the sun he will rise over you. His glory will appear in your midst. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem, like the sun he will rise over you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem, like the sun he will rise over you. Lift up your eyes, Jerusalem, and see the power of the King. Behold, the Saviour comes. He will free you from your bonds. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us, so his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and safe from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lift up your eyes, Jerusalem, and see the power of the King. Behold, the Saviour comes. He will free you from your bonds. Intercessions. As we take up our daily work, we return to Christ and ask for his blessing. Come, Lord Jesus. Christ, you are the day star, powerfully dispelling our darkness. Awake our faith from sleep. Come, Lord Jesus. Reveal your presence in the world through the lives of Christian men and women. Come, Lord Jesus. Come to create a new world where justice and peace may find a home. Come, Lord Jesus. End the long night of our pride and make us humble of heart. Come, Lord Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Give us the grace, Lord, to be ever on the watch for Christ your Son. When he comes and knocks at our door, let him find us alert in prayer, joyfully proclaiming his glory. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.